Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, there are a few things that Ovechkin hasn't done. Not many, but he's never scored overtime game-winning goal in the playoffs.
Really interesting here. He's on the shooting spot on the left wing. The Canadians have Demidov and Laine on the ice. A rookie and a player not known for his defensive play.
The puck is free. And a great chance for Pavelier. Ovechkin scores! Now he has that playoff overtime goal. What else can he do? Washington wins 3-2.
Unbelievable. The fact that it was brought up mere seconds before Ovechkin gets his first playoff overtime game-winning goal is madness.
So Washington wins 3-2 last night. You hear there the OV overtime winner.
I did not know that on the broadcast that happened.
Derek, I'm watching the game. I watch a lot of games on mute. I don't think I've ever really broadcast this. I don't watch a ton of games with the sound on. It's just, as I've gotten older, it's just something I'm doing other things while watching, and I'm usually talking with people, so I usually turn the volume down. So I didn't hear that. But in my head as I'm watching the game and Ovi scores, my immediate first thought was, oh, of course it's Ovi. Immediately. And yeah. I thought nothing of it. And I went to bed, the whole thing. I wake up this morning, I'm listening to Joe DiBiase's update, and he brings up that he never had scored an overtime winner in the playoffs until now. I was dumbstruck.
It's madness.
I was like, excuse me? That's got to be wrong. I look it up, the whole thing, and I'm like, no, that's absolutely correct. How does
actually,
that happen?
That's actually so fun.
I was thrown off also, of my loop so bad.
But also, it makes some sense. How is it that the most proficient and prolific goal scorer in the National Hockey League's history does not have a playoff overtime game-winning goal? That is because typically what happens in overtime? What's the story about overtime? What's the theme of overtime?
Still random guys is the butt goals.
Anyone.
Someone gets tired and then misses an assignment, and someone that shouldn't score scores like Colin Blackwell did last night for the Dallas Stars.
Unlikely here.
Up this Ready? Like made-up fictional person.
All right,
Josh.
Enough about Colin Blackwell itself and more about the idea of the unlikely heroes. That is what it is. It's a clap bomb from the blue line that nobody expected from like the likes of like Carl Alsner or something. Mm-hmm. Like that's typically going to get thrown in there too. And also, it's overtime. Guess what? No other goals that are going to happen. Game's over.
Yeah. So, it threw me so much because, yeah, like in my head, I'm like, hey, we spent a whole season on this, the NHL's all-time goal scorer. And yet somehow
he adds a new feather to the
cap. Yeah.
That's the part that's cool to me is that with all of his proficiency in goal scoring, somehow he did something new.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Also, real quick on that, though, really bad third period by Washington. They were up 2-0.
Are we surprised?
Very quick, Montreal made that 2-2. I had stopped paying attention to the game. I've been jumping back and forth between basketball and the NHL because I found out
honestly,
the first day of the NBA playoffs that actually, now I am going to watch this. It's intense. It's a different game. You know, the whole thing.
Between the two teams, based on their performances in game one, obviously, 7-game series, you would probably confidently say, yeah, Montreal has more potential than Ottawa does right now.
That game won Ottawa.
Josh's face.
Yeah, Easter Day and watching Toronto have little to no issue.
With a team that swept them, by the way.
I mean, little to no issue. 6-2. Marner has a beauty of a goal. I mean, we talked about his playoff numbers.
Your Buffalo Sabre, Mitch
Marner? Oh, I tweeted it out. I just made sure to put in quotations doubtful.
You best believe when I was at that Sabres-Leafs game last week, I let all those Leafs fans know, get used to this. You're going to see him scoring and shooting in Buffalo all the time next year because he's going to be a Sabre.
Yeah, I made a deal with people that day. I was like, hey, Toronto fans, I got a trade for you. You make the Stanley Cup final, we get Mitch Marner. And a lot of them said deal. They also did not hear me say make, not win.
Yeah, not win.
Not make. Win.
They did not hear me say the word make. They heard Stanley Cup final and Toronto and said deal. So
I can understand that. I can understand
like taking
that.
Candy from a baby.
Or
like I can understand, though, being like, no, we made it. Cool. We won two playoff series. Fantastic.
We can't afford Marner anyway? Sick.
Yeah, it's all I heard. It's all I heard. They're like, no.
Not that we can't afford him. He just doesn't want to be here
no
anymore.
No issues. Yeah, the Stanley Cup playoffs last night, though, was
or they don't want
phenomenal,
him anymore.
Phenomenal, by the way. We had two overtime games. Stars
Love
take
that.
Down the Avalanche in overtime. Then we just mentioned Washington and Montreal. Oilers-Kings
was
insane. Incredible to end the game with like 4 minutes left. Edmonton's down to pull the goalie. They score twice, Derek.
What's
to make it 5-5?
Like?
And then the
what
moment,
is that like?
The moment they're like, goalie, get back in there, baby. We're heading to overtime. LA's like, sick. Now it's even playing field. You're dead.
Oh, Stuart Skinner's back in net. All right, we could do this.
6-5, and I think they score like a minute 20 left.
That's hilarious.
So it wasn't even like last second, and you're just and I they're you know they're showing the Edmonton fans and you know celebrating in the plaza, the whole thing. And my immediate head went, that's quick. Like the all the high emotion, scoring two goals in the third to tie it up. Oh, hell yeah, here we go. And nope, done. Doesn't even make it to overtime.
Insane.
Don't even make it to overtime. And then Winnipeg dispatches the Blues 2-1. There's some nasty hits in that game. Namely on Jordan Kyrou. That game was intense. 2-1,
Winnipeg,
it was intense.
Winnipeg does look like a more balanced and nastier roster than in years past.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that they have a legitimate shot this time around.
That was fun. And then we do have four more games tonight in the NHL.
Yeah, baby.
Including, and we mentioned this with Matt Larkin when we spoke with him last week, including one of these games that is just, one of these series that is just getting going tonight. That being the Battle of Florida with the Panthers and Tampa Bay. Derek, after them is game 3 of Minnesota-Vegas.
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Game 2 of Minnesota Vegas.
Everyone else is in a game 2, but game 1 tonight for Florida Tampa. So
immediately following is a game 2. What are we doing here?
I feel like it's a little weird that they have one game that's completely out of structure for the entirety of the playoff rounds. And then ready? There's only 3 games tomorrow night. Did someone get eliminated? No.
Nope.
It's just how things are. It does look like for a decent amount of it, it is for like throughout the week. We have Wednesday with 3 games, Thursday with 4 games, Friday with only 3 games again. So it's making a little bit less sense, but we're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, though, by the way. Please, please make the Stanley Cup playoffs longer. How dare, like, almost sacrilege. How dare you? No. I'm never saying that.
I do get to a point about a month and a half in where I'm like, okay, guys.
I do like, though, every single one of the games yesterday was a one-goal game.
It was they were very close. 2 of them went to overtime. One had, you know, late heroics from both teams to make it close.
One-goal games for each of those. You kind of got your blowouts on Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that was, that
well,
is what
it is. Well, it may happen again tonight. Maple Leaf Senators, 7:30.
Yeah.
I don't want that series at all. Toronto
which is funny,
looked comfortable.
Which is funny because, well, hang on. That's where they get you.
They're comfortable. Then they collapse.
Oh, they look good right now. They look dangerous right now. And I do think that they are more defensively sound than in years past, so I'm not totally speaking tongue-in-cheek here. But this is also where it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's not game 1, game 2, where you worry about the Toronto Maple Leafs, or even game 3. It's when they lose their first one,
mm-hmm.
wherever that is. Sometimes it's early in the series. You look at the Montreal series, they lose game 1 unexpectedly.
Yep.
But then they win 3 straight. It's games 5, game 6, game 7. That's where we have to pay attention. Unless Ottawa decides, Toronto can't have game five problems if they don't get there.
Yeah, I don't feel good about Ottawa at all.
No.
At all. I was excited for the series, and then I watched the first two periods, and I was like, oh.
You were probably a lot excited because of the fact that they had swept the season series against Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Ottawa, since the trade deadline, has played like a team that should not really be there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that they traded the captain's closest confidant. And it shook
the
locker room.
But Dylan Cousins.
And it shook the locker room.
Yeah, you do wonder about that. I mean, ultimately, Norris maybe doesn't play the rest of the year with Ottawa because he's dealing with his injury that ultimately took away most of his time with Buffalo.
He does deal with the oblique injury, which he says, if this was a playoff chase, he'd be in.
Yeah.
And guess what? If he was in Ottawa, he'd be in.
Well, I mean, but like the regular season push, like maybe he does miss some of those games. But
yeah,
ultimately,
but they still are.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the Eastern Conference did not want a playoff spot.
Right.
They're still comfortably making it. The problem is Ottawa went in sliding.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're cold, sometimes you stay cold. That's why they looked out of sorts so badly in game one. Can they rebound? You better hope so, because otherwise this will not be a series. Well, and Toronto will not have its game seven nightmares if you can't get there.
They did have a pretty good April, actually. They only lost three times in April. They had a pretty good April. They lost to Buffalo, Columbus, and then Chicago. They had a pretty good April.
Yeah. Two of those teams on that list tells me you had a really good April.
Yeah, I mean, you beat Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so Columbus, a Florida team that's not trying.
Carolina? It's not a bad April.
So it's what, 4-3? I'm hearing there. Including wins against Florida, who was resting players.
No, they had six wins, three losses.
Okay.
They played a lot in April.
So still, Florida doesn't count to me. Columbus, you went even on a team that doesn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You lost to Chicago. Got swept by Buffalo.
That's right. That one hurts. It's not a bad April. They don't look good against Toronto.
A team that you swept this year?
Yeah. They looked bad. It was 4-1 after the second, and it never looked comfortable.
Toronto's biggest challenge is not the Ottawa Senators. It is their own mental state if this season gets later.
Mm-hmm.
If Ottawa plays like this, Toronto's biggest weakness is not even going to come take the ice.
Should be fun. That game goes off at 7:30. We do get a bit of an early start tonight, 6 p.m. Devils Hurricanes. That's on ESPN.
The NHL getting some good programming from ESPN here.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock, 7:30, 8:30, 11. That's great bracketing and structuring.
It is. I don't love the 11 o'clock just because I'm an East Coast guy, but also
it's the West.
That's the thing. It's the West Coast. It's Minnesota and Vegas, so you know those fans are going to be up to watch that game. We've talked about it. I really want to watch this series. I
consider out West if you're a Devils fan, for example, and you live in California for some reason. That game is at what, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Am I getting out of work early?
I mean, it's a Tuesday, you know. Hold it down a little bit. I think it's just more like, hey, check up on my phone.
Is the phone streaming ESPN Plus exclusively and you're like hiding in your cubicle?
There we go. Now we're talking.
So there's ways around it. But yes, I do love the 6 o'clock start, but also for hockey fanatics out West, it's not the greatest or most friendly thing. Thursday, when it's day one of the draft, 6:30, 7, 9, 9:30. So they kind of, like TBS takes a couple of the games too. I do find it hilarious that like day one of the NFL draft and ESPN2 is going to have a couple games.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, we know we're secondary programming.
They also make sure to not have a game go off at 8.
Here's my favorite. Only one game of the three on Friday has a television network on it.
On Friday?
Yes. Confirmed.
Oh boy.
And that's Carolina, New Jersey on TBS. L.A. Edmonton Game 2 and Washington Montreal Game 2 do not have a place yet.
Oh, no. It'll likely be TNT, though, right?
They're figuring it out.
Oh, no.
TNT during the NBA playoffs? Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, that's right. Yep.
So my guess is they're going to have to find a way to get them onto ESPN2 or something on Friday night.
Oof. Oof.
TBS takes all of Saturday, by the way.
Well, Friday, the NBA games are on ESPN, and So maybe.
So it's got to be then.
ESPN and NBA TV.
What?
Bucks Pacers, NBA TV.
Oh. Okay.
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Then Celtics Magic, 7 o'clock ESPN, 9:30 Lakers Timberwolves ESPN.
On Friday?
On Friday.
I'm sorry. We have a draft to do.
It's what my phone's saying. I'm just saying. It's interesting.
We have work to do on Friday. What are they doing?
NFL Network. Here we go.
Out of my way. Yeah, so that's kind of fascinating that Friday they don't know where to put these games.
But it is because the sports calendar kind of very rapidly got very busy. For about a week, it's going to be very, very busy.
So Brian Colesfield and I on Saturday, we mentioned this. And I say, one day, I hope that Alan Davis, our program director, has a difficult decision to make about the draft.
I've thought about it too.
If the Sabres make the playoffs and say they are where, they're a team that needs to play on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it would be nice to have difficult decisions, wouldn't it? I would be happy that I'm not making them.
But it would be nice to have said decisions.
Yes.
Be real nice. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to join the show. Talking NHL, NBA playoffs, NFL draft as well. We'll be joined by Sal Capaccio at 11:30. But before we hit our next timeout, I do want to remind you to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Again, Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, and this is WGR.